This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, and I'm so glad you could tune in this week for another episode of Between the Keys. I'm very attracted to piano music that combines power and lyricism in a way that neither of these characteristics dominate, but rather instead feed in and out of one another. Some of the works that you're going to hear on this episode will be more familiar to you than others, yet I think you'll enjoy the variety of style and mood and pacing over the next 58 minutes or so. Here is the first of four ballades, Opus 10 by Johannes Brahms, the one in D minor, which is based on the Scottish ballad called Edward. It's a ballad all about deception and murder. And we'll hear it performed by the late legendary American pianist Julius Katchen. That was Julius Katchen performing Brahms' Ballade in D minor, Opus 10, number 1. The next piece is one of 24 nocturnes in all of the major and minor keys by the composer Jackson Berkey, who also is the pianist on this recording. Music by Jackson Berkey with the composer at the piano. His Nocturne in A major. It's one of 24 nocturnes that he composed in all of the major and minor keys. Power and lyricism also go hand in hand throughout this next piece. It's a piece that uses repetition in very imaginative ways. It's the third movement of a cycle called All Dreams Begin with the Horizon, composed by Christopher Theophanides, and the pianist is Christopher Atzinger.
Thank you.
pianist Christopher Atzinger, playing music by Christopher Theofanidis. That was Noble, the third section of a four-part suite called All Dreams Begin with the Horizon. And from the horizon lies the ocean, and a boat on the ocean. And sometimes the water is calm and lyrical, and other times it's turbulent and powerful. And we hear both of these qualities in Ravel's Un Bac sur l'Océan. Here's pianist Shen Lu.
Thank you.
Steinway artist, pianist Shen Lu, playing Un Barque sur l'Océan from the piano suite Miroir by Maurice Ravel. That's from a release on the Steinway & Sons label. The contrasts between lyricism and power in the slow movement of Schubert's A major sonata are especially intense, and what I love about the performance that I'm going to play for you now is that it seems to be intellectually disciplined yet emotionally abandoned at the same time. I've heard very few pianists reconcile both thought and feeling to the extent that Arthur Schnabel does in this 1937 recording of the Schubert A major sonata slow movement, Deutsch number 959. Let's listen. A recording from 1937, and in many ways it hasn't been surpassed, performed by Arthur Schnabel, the Andantino from Schubert's Sonata in A Major, which has the Deutsch number 959. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys, and this is an episode all about power and lyricism. The next composer we're going to hear is Arthur Farwell. He was born in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1872. He lived to be 80, and he was quite a colorful figure. He was a composer and conductor, an educationalist, a lithographer who printed his own music with his own printing press. This was long before self-publishing and computers were even on the horizon. This is going to be one of two tone pictures. It's called Marine, and like the Ravel piece we heard earlier, the music strongly evokes seaside images. We're going to hear it played by Janice Weber. Thank you. Janice Weber was the pianist in music by Arthur Farwell, one of his two tone pictures, Opus 104, titled Marine. This is on a disc on the Sonoluminous label. It's called Seascapes. It has works by 14 composers that draw inspiration from water. It's a really wonderful collection, beautifully recorded too. I highly, highly recommend it. Getting back to the sophisticated fusion of power and lyricism, we have one of Frédéric Chopin's largest and most substantial single movement works, the Polonaise Fantasy. I actually think it's more of a fantasy than a Polonaise, or more of a fantasy with Polonaise elements. There's a lot going on in the music, especially with inner voices and contrapuntal motion. And the performance that we're going to hear really takes these characteristics into account, and it brings unusual delicacy to the lyrical passages, too. It's an interpretation that doesn't really get mentioned when piano mavens talk about the Polonaise Fantasy, yet I think it has a lot going for it. It's from 1972, and it's been recently reissued. The pianist is Stephen Kovacevic. Stephen Kovacevich, in a 1972 recording of Chopin's Polonaise Fantasy in A flat, opus 61. I have a really beautiful encore to wind down with by a composer named Stephen Sitom, and like everything else we've heard this past hour, it just radiates lyricism and power. It's with pianist Kevin Fitzgerald. pianist Kevin Fitzgerald playing a piece called Other World. Really beautiful, beautiful music composed by Stephen Sittum. I'm so glad that you could join me this week for Between the Keys and to explore the sometimes paradoxical combination of power and lyricism. You can find earlier episodes as webcasts by visiting wwfm.org and playlists for all Between the Keys episodes on my personal website, www.jeddistler.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, and thanks so much for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.